Alice Next Door, written by Judy Curtin and read by Caroline Lennon. Come on, Al. Now's the time. What's your secret plan? How are you going to get us back together again? She looked towards the door and whispered, I'm not going back to Dublin on Monday. I was so delighted that I forgot all about the plan. Hey, that's great. Are you staying for the whole week? Your dad must be pleased. But how did you get your mum to change her mind? Al put on one of the mysterious looks that I knew so well. She didn't change her mind. That's the plan. She thinks I'm going back, but I'm not. Alice was my best friend, but even I had to admit that she sometimes had crazy ideas. She kind of got all excited and forgot that she was living in the real world, not a nice, easy, storybook kind of world. She always thought life could be like the movies. I looked at her. She was lying back on the couch like she was all relaxed, but her eyes had that wild, crazy kind of sparkle that always made me a little bit afraid. I had to ask, but won't your dad just make you go back? She smiled. Well, actually, he won't know anything about it. I tried not to sound too suspicious. How exactly are you going to fix that? She gave me a big grin. Easy. You're going to help me. I smiled nervously. Nothing was ever as easy as Alice thought it would be. Still, though, I didn't really care. It was great to have her back. And if she had a way to stay for longer than 3 days, I was all for it. Just then, the doorbell rang. It was Rosie, looking all cute in her Dalmatian dressing gown and pink furry slippers. Maggie, home, she said, looking very pleased with herself. I sighed. Sorry, Al. I know there's no point arguing with Mum. I have to go. And I know she won't let me back after tea. She'll just say you need quality time with your dad. I know she won't let me out again. Will your dad let you call over, do you think? She grimaced. I don't think so. He wants us to have pizza together. And I'm really starting to hate pizza. And he's rented a movie. I saw it ages ago with Mum, but I can't tell him that, can I? I'll have to see you in the morning. Just then, her dad appeared in the hall, so I couldn't ask any more about Al's big plan. She was probably very pleased about that. She loved dragging things out, keeping me in suspense. Her dad had the phone in his hand. Sorry for interrupting, girls. I'm just going to order the pizza. Pepperoni for you, Alice. Alice made a face behind his back and put her finger in her mouth, pretending to be sick. Sounds great, she said. Just what I want. I had to run out the door so her dad wouldn't see me laughing. I just gave a little wave behind my back and went home to my organic pasta.